The title of the message this morning is this: Finding Encouragement During the Storm. Finding encouragement. Today is all about finding encouragement, and I want to read our text to you today. It's a familiar scene and passage. It's from Matthew chapter 8, and this picture pretty much says it all. But let me read for you the text. It's only 5 verses long, and it tells us about a storm that came up and how the disciples found encouragement in it. Let me read it to you, beginning with verse 23. If you have your Bibles, please follow along. Then he, Jesus, got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." I want you to look at the picture on the screen. And as we observe the details of the picture, there's a huge storm, and the 12 disciples and Jesus are inside the boat. That boat could represent the world today. As the virus spreads throughout the world and different countries are dealing with it in different degrees, the boat could represent America. Because in America, with the crisis that we have, that we're dealing with, hey, we're in a boat together, and there's a huge storm in our land. This boat could represent your family. Maybe you're having a difficult time as a family unit, and you feel like there's a storm swirling in your life. This boat could represent your life all by itself. And inside and out, you feel like you're dealing with a storm you've never dealt with before. It's not just the virus in our country. It could be a health issue. It could be family relationships. It could be finances. It could be a job issue. And so as we look at this story of Jesus and the 12 disciples being in the boat, and there's this huge storm swirling around them, I want to talk to us today about how to find encouragement during a storm. I've got 5 points, 5 truths about the storm as we walk through this that apply to the disciples. They also apply to us. Let's get started. Truth number 1 is this. As a believer, we are not exempt from storms. As a believer, as a follower of Jesus, we are not exempt from the struggles and the storms of life. I want you to notice verse 23 in our text. Here's what it says. Then he, Jesus, got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. The day started out amazing. They were following Jesus, and they were obeying and doing the best they could. Listen, just because we're a believer does not mean we're exempt from storms. We find in John 16:33, Jesus says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble." He forecasted it, that as believers we will have trouble in life. It's just a part of life. We're not exempt from them. Job is a great example. Job was living a godly life, and then storms hit his life. He lost 10 children, and then his health was taken away. He had all kinds of storms swirling. You know what we can learn from Job? Sometimes God takes the best and puts them to the test. So I want you to understand, we are never exempt from storms. You know, back in 2019, the infection broke out in Wuhan, China, and just it spread throughout the world. Now here's a thought. Sometimes storms just find us. We don't even have to go looking for them. They just pop up. But understand, from a theological standpoint, hey, bad things can still happen to good people. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. So understand as your platform that, hey, as a believer, I am not exempt. You are not exempt from the storms of life. Let's go to point number two. The second truth from this text that we can learn from is this. Storms can happen without warning. Storms can happen without warning. Look with me at verse 24. First two words, without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake. In other words, when they reported for duty at the beginning of the day, life was good. Everybody listening to this broadcast understands this. It's one phone call away. I thought of people that I know in the church family and community where one phone call can change everything in life. And without warning, things just kind of show up. And we have to respond to that. Storms sometimes find us. And we find that, whenever we get that phone call or there's a car accident or someone is sick, we have to somehow deal with it. But understand, it's often without warning. But here's a key insight. It's never without warning from God. God knows it's going to happen before we do. We may not, but with Him, there's no surprises. So, hey, it came up without warning. The word seismos is the word used in the Greek when it says storm, and the word seismos means a shaking experience. There was a sense of commotion. So the seismos in your life, this shaking experience, often can come up without warning. And so the disciples found themselves in that position. Well, let's go to number three. The third great truth about storms is this. Storms can be overwhelming. Storms in life can literally be overwhelming. And here's what the text says. But Jesus was sleeping, and the disciples went and woke him up. Lord, save us, we're going to drown. And verse 25 says, the waves swept over the boat. They swept over the boat. Here's a question for you. Do you have any storm waves that are just overflowing or somehow coming onto the boat of your life? I mean, they can be all shapes and sizes. It could be the job, the business, your health, finances, family relationships. Hey, storms can be overwhelming. I came across a clip about a lady in Florida. I want to read it to you. Janet Simon, laid off as a waitress at a Miami IHOP restaurant, said she had just $200. And is getting panic attacks because of uncertainty over how she will care for her three children. Simon, 33, filed for unemployment a month ago, and her application is still listed as pending. You see, she was experiencing panic attacks because of the sense of the storm being so overwhelming on her life. Listen, you may feel like that today, but there's a word of encouragement coming in the next point. But I want us to understand, it's normal and natural when we feel overwhelmed at times. But here's the insight. We never want to stay there. We want to work hard to get to a different place within ourselves so we no longer feel overwhelmed. So storms can be overwhelming. Let's go to the fourth point. And this is where it gets good. Let me review the first three. As a believer, we're not exempt from storms. Number two, they can come without warning. They just show up. And sometimes storms just find us. Number three, storms can be overwhelming. They're almost seismic. They can just somehow double down on us and we feel just overwhelmed by them. Let's go to point number four. Faith is the antidote for fear. Faith is the antidote for fear. I want to read verse 26. After they had woke Jesus up and they said, Lord, save us, we're going to drown. I mean, they were fearing for their lives. These were fishermen. They'd been out on the sea many times. But this storm seemed to have a higher level of intensity, and they were afraid. Here's what Jesus said. You of little faith, why are you so afraid? This is the heart of the message today of encouragement. Listen closely. Jesus said to them, O ye of little faith, why are you so afraid? I have a real simple formula. It's on the screen. Here's what it is. When we have low faith, we're going to have high fear. When we have high faith, we're going to have low fear. There's a relationship between fear and faith. And faith is a thief. It's a robber that will come into our lives and steal things. You know what steals? Something called peace. It steals confidence. It steals assurance. It steals our self-esteem. And so fear is a thief. It's an emotion. It's a very intense emotion. The disciples experienced that. You may be experiencing fear today. It's an emotion. And maybe fear is winning the battle. There's a way to turn it around. It's called faith. You see, when faith is high, fear is subdued. And the disciples had to adjust their faith level and come against their fear. In Psalm 34, here's what the psalmist said. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Here's the formula. You got fears in your life, especially from what's going on in the country or other issues? Here's the key. Get by yourself, open the Word of God, and begin to read or do a study on fear and do a study on faith. And here's what you're going to find out. Faith, through the Word of God, can defeat fear. Faith can conquer fear. Faith can subdue fear. Faith can overcome fear. Hey, I love this one. Faith can swallow up fear. And so when we apply the Word of God to our heart in our situation, faith, when it's high, will somehow swallow up, reduce, and conquer the fear level in our life. And that's it's a great principle that we can be encouraged today that whatever's going on in our life, whatever the storm, faith can conquer it as we trust God in the midst of it. Someone has said, fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. Nobody was there. I love that. I want to show you five slides about fear. Here's the first one. It's a quote. Max Lucado says, meet your fears with faith. You know why? Faith can swallow them up. It pushes them back. It reduces the intensity. That's what faith will do. Here's another. Fear. Fear has two meanings. This is great. It can be forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. That's so great. Face everything with faith and you will rise. Here's another one. I believe this is Joyce Meyer. She says, faith is the only thing I know of that is stronger than fear. Great quote by Joyce. Here's another one. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Hey, when you pick apart your fear and analyze it, it's like there's an emotion there that would want to rob or steal from us, and it's false evidence appearing as though it's real, and it's really fake. It's not true, and faith conquers that. Here's the last one. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. So Jesus spoke to the disciples when the storm was raging around them, and he said this. He says, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? And so when you flip that, here's what he's saying. When our faith is high, It will conquer and subdue the fear in us. That was a great lesson in the story. I want you to be encouraged today that your faith, when you get into God's word, you apply the faith factor to your heart and your emotions. Your faith will be bigger than the fear that your emotions, and you can overcome it. Well, we have a fifth point in the sermon today. Here's what it is. Jesus can calm any storm. He can calm any storm. Let me read the last couple verses for you. Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." I want you to understand that whatever storm you have going in your life, it too shall pass. And when we come to Jesus himself, he has authority over every storm in our life. Now, a couple things can happen. Understand that Jesus can change your circumstances in a moment. That's what he did on this boat. The storm died down and became completely calm. He has the power to do that. We have to trust him, and I hope it happens for you. He can do that instantaneously. But there's another thing that happens. Sometimes the storm doesn't subside right away. But here's what he does. He changes us on the inside. In other words, the storm and the waves are still lapping over the boat, but he begins to change me and I become stronger and my faith muscle is developed. It becomes bigger. My soul is enlarged. I'm trusting God even when I don't feel like I'm making any progress. We just hang in there with this thing called faith. And you know what happens? As my soul grows and my muscle, faith muscle expands, there comes a point where either I become stronger than the storm waves or the storm waves can disappear. There's different ways it happens, but I want you to be encouraged today that Jesus Christ in your life, in mine, can calm any storm in our life. Let me do a quick review here of the 5 points. Number one, as a believer, we are not exempt from storms, so don't be surprised when things pop up, whether it's the virus or something else. We, as believers, we're not exempt from it. Number two, they can come without warning. They can just happen. We might be surprised, but God's not. Number three, storms can be overwhelming. They can be seismic. Waves lapping over our boat. And they can just somehow feel like they're going to get the best of us. But here's where number four comes in. Faith is the antidote for fear. Hey, find faith today and your fear will begin to be diminished or evaporate. Number five, Jesus can calm any storm. I want to show you a picture of what I think it could have looked like when Jesus calmed the sea when the disciples were on board. Everything was still. Everything was just perfectly calm and nice, and the sun began to come back out, and he just calmed it. Now, in America, we're just dealing with so many things with the virus in our country. I read yesterday where 43 states, as well as D.C., the District of Columbia, had either decided to close or were recommending to close schools for the remainder of the year. You know, and then there's colleges, and there's universities, and there's a huge impact all over the place. 1 in 4 people in America, their households have been affected by someone losing their job. And there's been deaths in our country, and we're still dealing with a lot, but I want us to understand there will come a point where, with God's grace and his help, we will be calm once again. He will conquer this with his mercy and help and through medicine and prayer. It'll be calm again, but we're not there yet. But I want you to be encouraged. This too shall pass. I want you to go deep in your heart and trust and believe that someday at some point in the future, whether it's the virus or your own personal storm, The waters of your life will once a day be calm. They will once a be, it'll be silent, they'll be peaceful, and we'll get back to a place where life is a little bit more normal. But until it does, listen, our theme for today is encouragement. And as we trust God, He gives us strength to continue on. Well, I want to close in prayer. And we're just going to ask God to bless our country, to bless you. And if you've never received Jesus into your life, I'm going to give you that opportunity today. You may be listening and you've never been to church in a long time. And you're wondering how all this works. And it's a simple prayer of faith where you invite Jesus Christ into your life and you get Him in your boat. And when He's in your boat, He begins to go to work in new ways and He can help you. So let's bow together in prayer and just ask for God's help in our country. Father, we thank You this morning for the message of Matthew chapter 8. When You say, oh, you have a little faith, why are you so afraid? That You are telling Your people to lay hold of faith so we can conquer fear, whatever the storm is in our life. We pray for America. We pray for the world. That the message of faith through Jesus Christ and the power of who You are will go out through all the land. And some 331 million Americans will lay hold of faith in a new way as we trust in You. And now, if you've never asked Jesus Christ in your life, here's a simple prayer. Just pray it after me, right where you're at in your home. Father in heaven, thank You for Your love for me. I confess I need You. I've tried to do life on my own. I ask You to forgive me of all my sins. I turn from them. And I believe that Jesus died on a cross and rose again the third day. And right now, by faith, I invite Jesus into my life. I open the door of my heart and I invite Him in, and I recommit my life to Him. And I ask from this moment forward, He'll be my Savior and my Lord. And He will be the one in my boat of life that will give me strength. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I hope that you found some encouragement today. And if you are listening to this and, hey, you made some kind of a commitment or you would like some more information of how to grow in your spiritual journey, I'd ask you to go to our website, www.waltonnewhope.com. And on the top toolbar, there's a button that says Connect. It's a connection card. I'd like for you to fill that out and send it to me. I can get in touch with you. I'll either send you some literature, or if you have a prayer request, we'll pray over that. But I just invite you to become a part of it and just engage in that way. And the Lord will bless you. And there's also the phone number of the church if you want to call and leave a message. But reach out. We'd love to hear from you today.